الخلق فار الظلال تسكن البيد والربا والرمال وهواك ليس يغفو الجمال هما في الروح شعر
So, Ricardo, friend of the podcast, welcome back to the show. You've done so many episodes. You're such a great friend of the podcast, and you're here once again giving us your time to talk about a very special character in the history of the world. Ricardo, will you please tell us a little bit about what you do first? Introduce yourself in case somebody doesn't know you, and tell us what we're here today for. I'll let you announce it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great honor. I mean, first of all, Sina, such a great pleasure. Always good to be here. We always have a wonderful time discussing Venezuela and Venezuela-related stuff. So we're here today. Before that, I'm an editor and writer at Venezuela Analysis. We are the authority for English language coverage of Venezuela. We work here on the ground in Venezuela. And we are here today to discuss something that has never been seen before. It might never be seen again in human history, which is the end of a self-proclaimed interim presidency. So in Venezuela, we had a guy who was unknown. And then once you got to know him, it only got worse. He only revealed himself as a greater and greater buffoon, Juan Guaido, the one and only. And it turns out that the opposition managed to topple a government, only it wasn't the right government. They just ended up toppling this Guaido experiment. And it was, the whole thing was tragic in a way. It was scandalous and criminal in another, but it was also very entertaining. Which, I mean, if the guy is not going to jail, at least let's have some fun with him.
Exactly. I mean, the whole story, I mean, if it wasn't, I mean, we can laugh about it, but the story is so bonkers and also like criminal. This guy stole resources from the people of Venezuela. This guy, like, you know, I mean, it's pretty nuts. So can we do like a biography of who this guy was and how his, I was thinking of calling this the brief fall. What was I going to call it? The fraudulent rise and long overdue fall of Juan Guaido. That's going to be the title of the episode. So can we talk about the fraudulent rise?
Yeah. So the fraudulent rise was a bit out of the blue. So without going too far back, the opposition always wanted to overthrow the government. It couldn't really do so in elections. I mean, this thing getting popular support wasn't really easy for them. And so they tried one coup attempt after another, and the confrontation really started to escalate in around 2016, 2017. And there were presidential elections in 2018. The opposition had a decent chance if they actually wanted to get their shit together and be serious. But they got a sign from the US. It was already the Trump administration back then. Not to run, so only some other candidates ran, and they lost to Maduro. And they just proclaimed, I mean, who needs evidence when you have the corporate media? They just proclaimed the election to be fraudulent, and they're not going to recognize. And there was still a National Assembly, which was already not operating by then, but it had an opposition majority. And then they decided they were going to create a parallel government. And it happened to be that Juan Guaido, who was the highest ranking figure of one of the opposition parties, who happened to assume the presidency of this parliament at the time in early 2019, he was the first in line. So he proclaimed himself interim president. And so we entered this very absurd, bonkers period in Venezuelan history, where you had this guy running around pretending he was president. And in the beginning, he was giving orders to the military and telling the military not to recognize the dictator, of course. I mean, I guess the military does not take orders via Twitter, so it didn't really work. He tried. The first major attempt was a quote-unquote humanitarian aid stunt. So he said that there's humanitarian aid. There wasn't really. There were two mostly empty trucks and a bunch of opposition militants with Molotov cocktails. But he said that this aid was coming in through the border no matter what, and he thought this was going to trigger some kind of collapse of the armed forces. It didn't happen. And then 2 months later, this was perhaps the high point of the Guaido coup attempts. He tried a military coup. I mean, he recruited some officials who went to his side, and he hoped that this would magically spread to the entire armed forces. It didn't really work out again. So he just had to regroup, and these military people deserted. Leopoldo López, who is the kind of the mentor of Juan Guaido, was broken free from house arrest, and he promptly fled to enjoy his ill-gotten riches abroad. And that was the end of the April 2019 coup. Then there was a string of scandals, like Guaido allies embezzling humanitarian aid. So I was mentioning these military deserters. They were told, you know, just go to Colombia. We're going to get a lot of money. We're going to give you weapons. We're going to train you, and you're going to come back and invade Venezuela. Turns out that these people were just left to fend for themselves, to go sell candy in public squares, while the Guaido people in Colombia were living the life, going to fancy restaurants and all of that. After that, there wasn't really much. I mean, Guaido tried to squeeze out victories, like when he went abroad and then he came back and he got in through the airport, like just like any other civilian. Somehow this was a victory. And the other episode, which was, I mean, it's still hard to believe, was this paramilitary mercenary invasion, Operation Gideon.
The Bay of Piglets.
We've already had it.
We did an episode on this. People who don't know, we did an episode on this. It's another one locked behind the paywall. Poor Ricardo, I keep you locked away. People have to pay $5 to access you in full.
It's good value for money, I mean, between you and me. But I mean, we've already had our share of fun with the Bay of Piglets. So it was this deluded mercenary who thought that with 60 men he was going to overwhelm the Venezuelan armed forces. And Guaido just tried to distance himself and say, oh, you know, I hired them, but then I chickened out and I wasn't going to go ahead. I have nothing to do with it. This is the government pretending it's attacking itself. Something like this. And this was mid-2020. So that's how long the slow death of the Guaido experiment has gone. And then the other opposition parties, who are, let's say, 10% more serious, we're kind of getting fed up with Guaido, not just because of the embarrassment that he represented, but also because you mentioned in the beginning, and this is the key point, the interim government was, when it's all said and done, kind of a get-rich-quick scheme. I mean, it was the opportunity to have access to a lot of money without having to take power, the opportunity to just have an all-you-can-eat buffet of corruption without any accountability. And so these other opposition parties were kind of fed up of having to go through Guaido to access this bounty, which should be said, is these are assets that belong to the Venezuelan people. They were just unilaterally frozen by the US and then given to these low IQ morons to do whatever they wanted. I don't know, buy restaurants in Madrid and stuff like this. So they already wanted to do this last year, but the Biden administration told them, you know, now is not the time, just stay put. And then this year, the Biden administration said, you know, whatever, just do whatever you want. I mean, this is a direct quote. We'll just recognize the interim government regardless of the form it takes. So that's just how imperialism rolls. I mean, who cares about the Venezuelan constitution? Just, you know, whatever puppets we have, just come up with the name and we'll recognize that.
I mean, yeah, this story is so bonkers, because they just invented their own Venezuelan government for show. You can just make one up. Like it's like just saying it out loud. You're like, am I in the Simpsons episode?
Is this
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
It's like an onion story.
Yes. Like the Onion. It's like they met with him. They took him seriously. And it's such a lesson in like the modern evolution of not just the Comprador, but also the Quisling, these kind of these tool figures. I mean, he's not really a Comprador. He's more of a Quisling. And of course, like the nature of like Regime Change Inc. is that it finds like the stupidest people to just be like a kind of like cardboard cutout for whatever scheme they're doing. And like the Comprador army comes in. But this was such a flimsy project from the beginning that they pick this stupid idiot who has like the brain of like a bag of popcorn and like absolutely no charm, and thought that they can like manufacture a revolution out of it. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, neocons and the liberals who are their allies, who they're also neocons, they are insane. They have lost their minds by investing in this guy just so that they can't be called a tankie.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you were mentioning Curb Your Enthusiasm. I was actually thinking of Arrested Development, where there's a scene where this guy has a weird condition and he's claiming that there are dozens of us. So every time there's a Guaido rally, I put this gif of Tobias Funke, whoever has watched the show will find it funny, saying, you know, there are dozens of us. This is the level of support that Guaido has. But I mean, you were mentioning cardboard cutout and flimsy, and this idea that you can just have Guaido was very much molded in the Obama shape, you know, the rolled up sleeves and the, you know, being relatively young. But I mean, when you say cardboard, I have to go back to the, you know, perhaps the greatest hit of the Guaido presidency.
Like, it's literally out of The Simpsons. Yeah. Like something out of The Simpsons. Like he is, like he's, it couldn't have been staged better.
Yeah.
I mean, like that moment. It's such a perfect, I wish I could like put a video in of the moment of like, maybe I'll just use it as the cover image of the thing falling, yeah, and him looking at it, kind of nonplussed, because like sometimes God like announces himself to like tell the truth, and that's one of the moments that God intervened, yeah, in this world to say like this guy is fraudulent.
we couldn't have scripted it any better. I mean, this guy was there looking very presidential. He had a little podium, he had the flags, he had the stage behind him, and of course only as far as the camera could see. And then I'm not sure if it was wind, because I mean you see the backboard moving forward, and then this shield falls to the floor. I mean, this will be funnier when you watch the video, but the shield falls to the floor, and the presidential shield, and you see that it's made of cardboard. So it's like the perfect metaphor for what Guaido was all about. But I don't know if it was actually some nameless hero who ran against the Guaido set and actually generated this really poetic moment. But we were talking yesterday about the greatest hits of the Guaido era. I mean, it sounds very fancy and said like that. And apart from everything we've discussed, I think the other one that we have to mention is when he was trying to climb the fence of the National Assembly.
Oh my God, yes. another Homer Simpson moment.
So even before, this National Assembly that has ousted Guaido now has been out of office for 2 years. But, you know, as you were saying, the rules for imperialism, they just make them up along the way. So they just unilaterally extend their own terms. But before this National Assembly was expired, there was a break inside the opposition and Guaido lost the majority. And that was the scene of this day where Guaido was, I mean, later they said that he could have just walked through the door, but he was trying to climb this fence, and I don't know what he was going to do once he was inside, but it also became an instant classic. And then of course he just ran off and decided that who needs a parliamentary building and a parliamentary hall to have a parliament? I mean, we'll just do it via Zoom like we're doing right now, and we'll call it a parliament, and the US is going to give us the money anyway.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine if we started our own US government with like our podcast friends, and we were like, yeah, I don't recognize this Joe Biden anymore. I recognize, you know, the guys from the DC Sentinel podcast as like the president. Yeah. Like, could we just like that's the upside down world. Like, imperialists just live in their own fictional universe, and they call that the world-based liberal order.
We are supporting the hopes of Cubans, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to restore democracy. The United States is leading a 59-nation diplomatic coalition against the socialist dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. Maduro is an illegitimate ruler, a tyrant who brutalizes his people, but Maduro's grip on tyranny will be smashed and broken. Here this evening is a very brave man who carries with him the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of all Venezuelans. Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Mr. President, please take this message back to your government. Thank you, Mr. President. Great honor. Thank you very much.